Mama, where are their parents? For the first time, the woman with the frog tongue is forced to consider a story other than her own. At night, she lays awake and wonders what makes these children walk into the woods each day. Once a woman stabbed her finger while sewing, then watched her blood drop and crawl through snow on the windowsill. She gave birth to a daughter, and shortly after she died. Once a woman craved a root that burned her mouth with its lightning taste. She made her husband steal it from a witch's garden. The witch stole her baby. What mother doesn't listen with alarm while her daughter prattles on about the lady in the woods, her silent stitched mouth, and her isolated tower? What father doesn't forbid these visits, or his son accepting her weird gifts, fashioned from reeds and grasses? Once a woman drank the mead a fairy brewed from reptile parts. Her son was born a frog. Who does or doesn't miss them when they do or don't come home? She wonders why she never cared to wonder like this before. Once a woman fell asleep on a tuft of grass, and she conceived a talking pig. Once a woman ate juniper berries until she bloated from happiness. She gave birth to a daughter, and yes, she died. Who made the boy that worsted coat? Who tied the knots on the girl's small shoes? Who shook the green pollen dust each evening from their tangled hair? Once a girl swallowed a rose leaf, and her girl's body swelled with a child. The fairy said she was just a girl, giving birth to a girl. No big deal. And then, without an answer and before she sleeps, she dwells for just a moment on the time she heard her father weep. Her mother stood before him, unknowable and blind as rock.